here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Two of this morning's papers carry pictures from the aftermath of two different scenes where lives were lost in tragic circumstances in recent days. The Irish Times runs with a particularly poignant picture taken by Margaret McLaughlin of shoes and bicycles left at Loch Ina in County Derry, where 16-year-old friends Reuben Simon and Joseph Sebastian died after getting into difficulty while they were swimming in the lake on Monday evening. The Irish News also runs with a similar picture taken by the same photographer in its front page, while the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph details how a distraught friend of the boys had to be taken from the water as he tried to save his friends. All papers detail how the teenagers, who are members of Derry's Indian community, will have a joint funeral on Friday. The picture in the front of the Irish Examiner, meanwhile, is of emergency services at the scene of the crash on the N28 near Ringaskiddy in Cork, where a couple in their 80s died when their car was involved in a head-on collision with an articulated car transporter yesterday morning. Staying with pictures, the image on the front of today's Irish Independent is of Mikhail Gorbachev, who, as you'll have heard in the bulletin, died yesterday at the age of 91. The paper also devotes two pages to the legacy of the last Soviet leader who ended the Cold War and sparked the fall of the USSR. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is quoted saying that Mr. Gorbachev, who was given the freedom of Dublin in 2002, was one of the few figures who can be credited with having truly changed the world. Elsewhere on the front pages, the cost of maintaining the retirement age at 66 generates the lead story in The Independent. In its pre-budget submission, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council suggests that people earning €35,000 are going to have to pay an extra €2,000 a year in PRSI payments, while those on salaries of €50,000 and over will have to pay €2,500 to foot the pension bill in the future. The Times leads with another story about public finances based on a recommendation from the Commission on Tax and Welfare that a shake-up of our current taxation system should include an increase in property, capital gains and inheritance tax. The Irish Daily Mail bases its lead story on a central bank report which suggests that over 55s and householders living in rural areas are most at risk of suffering mortgage debt this winter due to rocketing inflation. The Irish Daily Star leads an interview with Anton Mulder, who was released from prison in 2020 after serving 15 years for the murder of his wife, Colleen Suzanne Mulder. An interview with Geraldine Dolan, the owner of the Poppy Fields Cafe in Athlone, which was carried in last night's RTE television news, in which she spoke about her shock at receiving her most recent electricity bill of just under €10,000, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. And finally, the return of Electric Picnic after a three-year break receives lots of coverage this morning. The Star and Mirror flag it on their front pages, with both papers reporting that the 70,000 people who are due to descend on Strad Valley in County Leash over the weekend will be the biggest crowd ever to attend the picnic.